This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm Jenny Rose. This is a story about Mike Pence urging Americans to avoid any church services that have more than 10 people. He says that if all Americans can follow these guidelines, the coronavirus may end sooner than we think. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
In his new book, Saving Christianity, Dr. Michael Youssef reminds us we cannot reinvent Christianity to fit our society. Learn about the dangers of undermining our faith, how to distinguish biblical truth, and have a renewed confidence in the future of the church. Go to www.thesavingchristianitybook.com. Again, thesavingchristianitybook.com.
Vice President Mike Pence has urged all Americans to avoid attending church services of more than 10 people. He tells Nightline co-anchor Byron Pitts that he, his wife Karen, and President Donald Trump have been enjoying worship services online. He said this, "We're so grateful to churches and synagogues and places of worship around America that have heeded the president's coronavirus guidelines for America. We really believe this is a time when people should avoid gatherings of more than 10 people. And we continue to urge churches around America to heed that." End quote. Pence's comments come shortly after a Florida pastor was arrested for holding church services of hundreds of people during a stay-at-home order. Rodney Howard Brown, who leads the River at Tampa Bay Church, says he was arrested for exercising his First Amendment rights. Sheriff Chad Cronister announced the arrest on Monday, March 30th, and said Howard Brown was acting recklessly and putting people's lives in danger. But Liberty Council, which is representing the megachurch pastor, says the church followed the county's guidelines and the services were legal. Meanwhile, Pence is still leading the White House's coronavirus task force. He says his team is working closely with governors to make sure they have all the resources and information they need to make the best decisions for their states. Pence said this, "We believe we're in a much better place by June the 1st if every American will put these guidelines into practice, if we all continue to do our part. We really do believe that by Memorial Day weekend, or by early summer, we can be through the hardest part of this." End quote. Read the full story on charismanews.com. Tune in next time.
Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.